Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. This past summer, an upstate economic development organization brought in a new leader. And today we have him on the phone to tell us what his plans are for a county that is already, like most of our state actually, experiencing strong economic growth. Max Stewart is CEO at the Greenville Area Development Corporation, and we have him on the phone. Max, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And welcome to South Carolina. I understand you are a new resident of our state.
Yeah, my family and I, we just moved up here last month. We're loving the market so far.
Now, tell us more about the Greenville Area Development Corporation.
Well, the Greenville Area Development Corporation is the lead economic development organization for Greenville County. So we are a 501c3 public-private partnership. So our mission is really to drive investment, assist established businesses and relocating businesses and creating jobs here and supporting the growth of those businesses.
When you were hired and brought in, was there any kind of action plan outlined for you, any mandates that the organization is looking for you to accomplish?
Yeah, so we created a strategic plan in 2023, and the board was starting to work on that plan in 22, and so really finished it in 23, and they handed me the plan and said, we need to start accomplishing some of the new things in the plan, where we see things changing here in Greenville County. And a lot of that has to do with the starting to really recruit professional and technical services companies. You know, we are very strong in the manufacturing space. We have been for the last 50 years, you know, since Michelin started here. We need to start focusing on some of those operations that are the professional technical service operations, you know, more of the white collar engineering technical jobs. We still are going to stay strong in manufacturing, mobility with automotive and the aerospace industry, but really starting to really focus on that advanced manufacturing, more professional technical service job market.
I don't know if you've had a chance to hear my recent interviews with John Warner, who is in Greenville. He's for a long time now been calling for economic development organizations to get more involved in doing just what you said and to trying to retain the graduate level degree students from our area universities to try to keep them here in the state with jobs that they, you know, would normally go somewhere else for.
Yeah, that's been one of the key issues that our board faced. And so the board said, you know, we are losing talent to other states, and we need to make sure that we have the opportunities here to retain that talent. And so the companies that we are looking to both assist from the local level, so the startups, those mid-level companies that are growing and expanding here, are established businesses. We want to make sure that we tell the story about those companies. We do a great job of telling the story outside of Greenville County, but we want to make sure we tell a really good job of inside Greenville County to the citizens about the opportunities and the jobs that are available right here. And so that has been one of the charges that the board has given us to really focus on that professional technical service market and tell a better story about the opportunities here. So kids don't have to leave. They can stay here and grow their families as well.
Getting the message out, other than talking to me about it, what is the plan?
We have a digital marketing strategy we're working on. Obviously, working with our different partners at the university level, the technical college level. So we're reaching the students where they're at. So those social media platforms they're on, professional engagement platforms, just being in vision and in view. We've been working on a strategy to really go out there and start tackling this at the university level and also figuring out what platforms we can engage with different viewers on and make sure that those people know about the job opportunities here. How many people know, yes, Michelin's here, but they have an R&D facility. BMW has operations here. How do we keep that talent here and keep them from going somewhere else?
And I guess connecting with the Clemson University International Center for Automotive Research.
Yeah, with David Clayton at CUICAR, we've been out there a number of times, just walking the campus, seeing the different companies that are out there, talking to the graduate level students, and just being visible. There's the opportunity for that, but we also have to do a good job of engaging, you know, those startups that are in the community, making sure that they know there's opportunities for them to stay here as well. We just had the Venture Summit here in the area with NextGen, talking to some of those small company founders that are here that there are opportunities for them to stay here and grow their company, and we can help them with that talent pipeline. So how can we engage them, get them connected together with that talent pipeline?
Well, Max, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to more updates from you in the future. And welcome to South Carolina.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Max Stewart is CEO at the Greenville Area Development Corporation. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.